You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, and I'm joined in the studio by Todd Hatton.
Good morning, everyone. And joining us in the studio is Kathy Hodge. And here we are once again with an absolute heartbreaker.
She's sweetheart, isn't she?
She is just a little ball of fur. Her name is Dasher. Mm-hmm. And how old is she?
She's 7 weeks old today. This is her 7 week birthday.
Really?
It is. She was born on Christmas Day.
So
this is her 7 week birthday.
And her brothers and sisters are also named after.
Absolutely. We had to do a reindeer thing. There wasn't any chance of doing anything different. Needed to be reindeer.
So, I do need to point out that if you. Just fall in love with this little dog on the air. You do have the chance to meet her in person until 1 this afternoon at the Kerr Center.
Yeah, we usually, on the second Wednesday of each month during the semester, she's trying to eat she's sniffing. She's not actually eating the microphone. She's just sniffing it.
Well, it probably smells funny.
So on the second Wednesday of each day each month during the semester, we take dogs over and do pet therapy at mm-hmm. the Kerr Center, sort of a stress reducer thing for students and faculty and staff. And so we try, anytime we have a litter of puppies, we have what we call a puppy palooza. And so today is puppy palooza day at the Kerr mm-hmm. Center. So her siblings are probably already on their way over there, and then I'm going to run Dasher over there when mm-hmm. When we're off the air. And so all 10 of them are going to be at the Kerr Center at least from noon to 1. But I've never seen us leave at 1 o'clock from Puppy Palooza. And the puppies, for the most part, don't ever touch the ground. You know,
they're
being passed from student to student to student, you know. So it's good for the puppies, and hopefully it's good for the students, too. And we're glad to have anybody come over and meet them.
Well, if you can, get over to our Facebook page, our WKMS's mm-hmm. Facebook page, and we have photos of Dasher up even as we speak, and she is just adorable. A brown coat tipped with darker fur, and just the sweetest disposition.
The puppies are all on our website, too. There's 10 of them, and they are dramatically different looking from each other. There are some other little brown ones that have some dark muzzles and not so dark muzzles. Mm-hmm. And then there are some that are white, primarily white, with a couple of splotches of black. And we have white with splotches of brown. And we have one that is just the biggest, fluffiest black puppy you've ever seen. So they are just hilarious to look at and just fun to, you know, say, I want to pick up that one. I want to play with it. And then, no, I want to play with this other one. And, mm-hmm. you know, you just can't help yourself. So the mom is weighs about 60 pounds, and she is a yellow lab mix, I feel sure. Mm-hmm. She really has a lot of lab characteristics. But who knows about daddies? So there was, quite a variety going with the litter. So they are precious. And we're accepting applications for them. If anybody's mm-hmm. interested in adopting, we're accepting applications. And then we won't send them home with folks for another week or so because they need the socialization with all their siblings. So they're nice, stable, well-rounded puppies before they go to your home.
Well, of course. And you know, looking at them online is nothing compared to seeing them in person. So
for sure.
Kerr Center until 1 at least.
Right.
To meet Dasher and her brothers and sisters.
And they do have a really sweet story. One of our volunteers picked up the mom. She teaches down in Northwest Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And when she was on her way to school one day and saw the mom in the schoolyard and thought, well, maybe she followed some kids to school or something. Didn't think too much about it. And then the next day she saw the same mom sort of meandering down the road almost 10 miles from the school.
Wow.
And this was on the day, the last day of school before mm-hmm. Christmas. So she said she just couldn't leave her there. She obviously was having puppies sooner rather than later. So she picked her up and brought her up and gave us a call and said, okay, now I've done this. What do I do? And she was so sweet about it. And she's helped us with them. And so we called Betsy, who's one of our fosters, she has sort of a perpetual nursery set up for mm-hmm. moms and puppies. So she set her nursery up, and by 4 o'clock on Christmas morning, she had already delivered 4 puppies. By 4:30 that afternoon, she delivered all 10. So they are truly very, very lucky puppies. They had a lot of folks step in and really take charge of the life, because
it
came right at that time, was right before we had those really torrential rains before Christmas.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the cold weather after that. So there's no way that mom or babies would have been able to survive out in the elements. So we're very grateful to the people who stepped in and were willing to put themselves on the line for these little guys. And now they're going to be ready to be adopted.
And you look at that face and, that just bless her heart.
Yeah.
I mean.
they are sweet.
That's not all that's going on. We have Doggy Day Spa coming up,
that's right? That's right. First one of the semester. It's coming up on Saturday the 22nd here on campus at Murray State out at the Carmen Animal Health. They'll be there. We'll all be there from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. on that Saturday. You have choices of things to do. If your dog isn't microchipped, the Humane Society will be there doing microchipping that day. The Murray State students from the Animal Health Technology and Pre-Vet Club do the heavy lifting that day, because they do the ear cleaning and the nail trims. They'll do that for $10. They'll do a bath for $8. Or I really encourage you to just go for the works, and you can get the whole thing for $15. So it's a bargain for you and your dog, and good socialization for your dog as well. And the students get the practice of working through with lots of different kinds of dogs. So it's a good deal all the way around.
Now, I imagine, speaking of socialization, now Dasher is getting pretty well socialized, I mean, at least here at the station.
Yes, yes, he's doing well.
Because there's just nothing like...
it's incredibly important, and that's one reason we're so picky about trying to leave the puppies with their litters up until about 8 weeks, because they so desperately need to learn their dog manners from each other. And then during that same time, they need to be handled and played with and talked to and exposed to as many different kinds of experiences as they possibly can.
Oh, you won't be able to help them with her.
No.
Oh.
For sure.
She gave me this. The face.
She does have just wonderful little soulful eyes, that are really, really precious.
So the challenge is out there. Come to the Curra Center, the Rocking Chair Lounge, until at least one, and take a look at these just adorable eyes.
They are wonderful.
And see if you can leave without a new family member.
We'll have applications there for you.
Outstanding. Well, Kathy, thank you for bringing Dasher up to see us today.
And thank you. She appreciates the socialization. She's having a good time.